I'm a very contextual person. I'm not really sure. I have a kind of a... there are very few things that I think that I would kind of want to declare to the world if I have a choice. And I kind of, even when I prepare any kind of speech or lecture, I need to figure out why I'm speaking for those particular people. And if I can't find a reason, then I probably won't do it. I might spend like 3 weeks just thinking, why would I go there if I promise? Then I need to find a reason. The thing that I actually would like to say is also that I do actually consider every situation kind of singular. And I think I kind of follow Jacques Derrida in that. And I don't, so I find there might be extreme acts of refusal, but I think even then I would need to kind of investigate more whether the particular act was such an act. Because I feel that each situation is completely different in a way. And you would need to kind of, well, in Derridean's speech, you would kind of need to deconstruct that in order to even to know what is refusal in that particular situation. I think it's very difficult to know what is refusal. There's no general refusal. And because I consider refusal, as it's been framed in this seminar, kind of an ethical act. I still don't consider it political strategy at all. So I consider it an ethical act, and that kind of makes it doubly kind of obligatory, morally obligatory, to kind of really reflect in what kind of situation one is. In 1969, Lea Lozano made this piece that she called General Strike, and it was a kind of retreat from the New York art world of that time. So she refused for a particular time period to attend any art events in New York. But she actually made it into a piece of artwork by kind of copying it, by kind of maybe typing it and then using some kind of then kind of conventional copying technique and distributing maybe 6 copies of the text of that very, very few sentences about this strike to her friends and to other New York-based artists of that time. And I have always liked that work because I think it's funny in a way, but I think I have probably considered it mostly in this kind of absurdity of it somehow, this kind of sort of existential absurdity. And something that's been at the back of my mind during this whole seminar has actually been Camus' L'Étrangère also, but I'm not going to talk about that now. So, and I still think it's a sort of a very nice conceptual artwork, but considering the later developments and the more kind of extreme acts of refusal that she went into for maybe 20 or 30 decades, then I'm not really sure, because I think that there might, but I would need to analyze that even more. So, because I actually what I want to refuse is kind of victimization of oneself, you know, in order to do refusal, because I think refusal has to be affirmative in some sense, affirmative of vitality or life in some sense.